He's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
I gotta know what your deal is lately with Andrew WK. You
said like three random texts
about Andrew WK.
I don't know. I don't know why it came back into my house.
My house?
What?
My
He's living in your house? That dude loves to party.
He's like, do you have any motor oil for my hair?
Yeah.
I like white t-shirts.
Do you know any other Andrew WK songs?
Oh, yeah. There aren't any other.
Let's get the party started.
How does it go?
Because let's get the party started. No, we will party hard, yes. Party hard.
And then it just really rocks out.
Yeah.
It's not a bad song. Oh,
fantastic.
Hey.
Welcome.
How's it going, brother?
Oh, man. This fucking allergies.
Yeah.
Allergies. But I feel fine. It's just, you know.
I got a sniffle. Shit dripping down the back of my throat.
Yep, that's what it is.
It's white, and it tastes salty.
Oh, that's not shit. That's semen.
That's not what my doctor says. Let me take your temperature again.
Yeah. Yeah.
98 point.
98 point squirt.
98 degrees. Nick Lachey. And Todd Lachey. Poor Todd Lachey.
Was that really a guy, Todd?
His brother.
Was his name Todd?
Probably.
No, it's...
If your name's Nick, what's your brother's...
I'm thinking of Aaron Carter, Nick Carter.
You are. That's Aaron Carter got on meth quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what? Did good for him. He's skinny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You know what? Ladies, it's been said before, hop on the old meth train. Choo-choo.
Yeah. That's actually a story that you sent me.
Right to Open Wound Town.
Oh, no, it was cocaine. Instagram model. It was like all about cocaine and tapas.
Yeah,
that's how she kept skinny.
That's how she... Hey, it works. It's proven. She's too skinny, though.
Oh, wicked skinny. But, I mean, can't you eat, like, shit even if you eat tapas? Like, isn't it just, like, a single portion thing?
I think, isn't tapas... No, tapas is, like, is it tapas small? What are you doing?
I think...
You're, like, throwing a shoulder at me. Like, let's work it.
Yeah.
Do you have a muscle problem?
No, I'm working on an 80s dance routine for our roast that we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big roast next weekend, everybody.
Yep.
See you at third base. Where are we going?
Third base?
Yeah.
Joy. Pump it up. No, that's Rob base. That's
not third base. You're so fucking stupid. Big roast. 40th birthday party for a couple of the super fans, actually.
Yeah, a bunch of them.
It's going to be good. You got a lot of jokes?
I got a few. Yeah. I'm working on more, but you know, I'm focusing on this because...
This is the moneymaker.
This is where we make our bread and butter.
Because there will be... 10 people at that thing, and we have 8 listeners.
Wait a minute. This doesn't add up. What's happening?
Maybe we should, I don't know. I'll sleep on it for a few months.
I got to say, I got some feedback on our last episode.
Yeah.
People enjoyed our last episode.
Really?
Yeah. So that's a good thing.
People listen.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
I think we have some corrections from last week.
We do. Let's roll down them.
Let's do it.
Do you remember what they are?
Yeah. The dude... Who blew up his hands with fireworks.
Oh, that's right.
He said it was like Ahmadinejad or something.
Ahmadinejad?
Yeah. I was like, I didn't know he played football.
Yeah, he was a prime minister over in the Middle East, and he also was a defensive end for the Giants.
Yeah.
OCU Manure. Right. It was Jason Pierre-Paul.
It's tough. Close.
One guy's French and one guy's from like Zimbabwe. I mean, they're not... He ain't from America. I'll tell you what. They ain't American.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were going to go with the all black people look alike. But that's not where you're going.
I mean, what? Yeah.
If the size 18 shoe fits.
If the huge dong.
Never fits.
Yeah. Never fits. And you cry. Yeah. The story was a lead-in from New Year's where a kid was holding a Roman candle. And this brain surgeon, defensive end for the Giants, like taped like 17 of them around his hand and just blew his hand off.
Yeah. What a dingbat.
Oops. Correction.
Had a record year this year, though.
The Giants?
No, him, personally.
He tapes his hand up like a stump.
Yeah.
And then he plays.
They call him Stumpy now.
They do. Stumpy LaRue. and then the other correction would be when you're looking for DNA that's spread all over a wall, it's not a blue light. It's a black light.
Yeah.
It's a black light.
I mean, it does shine blue.
It's a blue light special.
Yeah.
It does shine blue. It's really, I don't feel like that should be a correction.
Well, it should be because I guess the glass is black. But when the light inside makes it blue.
But what if you had like a blue cover for it?
You're an idiot. Exactly.
I tried to make that. That didn't make it on, did it?
Yeah.
Shit. That's not a good way to start it. I'm sorry, Heather.
It's a great way to start it.
Sorry about that, Heather. Well, there was another. Do we want to go over your comment from last week?
We can if you'd like to.
You made a comment where you said
on the podcast.
No, this was after.
Oh, all right. I don't know where you're going with this.
You think you might be retarded, and everyone is just playing along.
Whoa! Pump the brakes. Yeah. I would never say the R word. Okay, ever.
Praying? Ever. I didn't say praying. I said retarded.
I said R word.
Listen, this is a direct quote. This is a direct quote. And I quote, OCU... No, sorry. Oh, this isn't a touchscreen. This computer blows balls.
It's probably the internet again.
Maybe the computer did it. You might be a victim of software counterfeiting. No. Again?
What I meant by that whole thing, and it was just a random... I don't know where it came out of, but how could one person know if you are mentally retarded?
Yeah.
If you're not aware
that you are,
how do you know that you're not just going through life and people are just like, they pat me on the head all the time and stuff? They think I'm,
oh my God,
you know what I mean? So it could be true. I might just be a little retarded boy. If you're no one's telling me,
yeah,
I don't know.
No, you're doing so well. Yay! You're so good at this.
No. Do you know what made me realize that it probably isn't like that is when I had kids. So it's been about 5 years of not really.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That confirmation.
That turned the page?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Forrest Gump didn't have a slow kid. That was one of his first questions to Jenny.
Oh, that's true.
Is hey... No, Forrest.
No, he's not a complete idiot. Yeah. He's not just a...
He's not the luckiest son of a bitch ever.
No, he's not fantastic at ping pong.
Exactly. He doesn't own the Bubba Grump Shrimp Grump.
What?
Bleh. Bubba Gump Shrimp Factory. I don't know. Jury's out on whether or not you are. I think that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. I don't know. I've had that thought many times. Like, who?
In what context? Someone walks up to you and you're like, would you like fries with that?
Yeah. Is that a fat joke? Yay. I eat fries all the time.
No.
No.
It works two ways.
It's one of those things where it's one of those deep
thoughts.
Meditation thoughts that I, you know, when I meditate, I think about.
Where you're like, how come we don't fall off the earth?
Yeah. If the earth is flat, why don't we just fall off?
Exactly.
No, it's...
If I threw a paper airplane at the end of the earth, would it just crumple when it hits the wall? What do you think the wall at the end of the earth looks like?
It's an ice wall, I heard, in Australia.
Is that what people think it is?
Yeah, they don't think Australia is real.
I like how Kyrie Irving from the Celtics, NBA basketball superstar, has enough money to fly to the end of the earth, if that's where he really thought it was.
Yeah.
But no, he just chooses not to.
Yeah.
It's like, now I believe it's flat. I'm just not going.
Yeah. Yeah, you proved me wrong.
I'm not going to go there.
No, those people are dumb. There's I was listening to Rogan, and you saying that there's a new one that's space is not real.
Oh, that one, I believe that one.
Yeah, you do? Yeah.
The whole moon, the moon was did you ever see Interstellar?
Yeah.
There's no way that shit's real.
The movie's not real?
No, it's a documentary.
Oh.
The McConaughey?
All right.
Have we talked about the McConaughey ad? That fucking Lincoln ad? You seen the new one?
There's a new one?
Yes. McConaughey walks into a party and he's telling jokes and he's like, and that's why the squirrel went for the ball. And everyone's like, McConaughey. And they're walking into a party and all of a sudden he turns and stops and he sees a pool table. And he's just looking at the pool table. And everybody turns around in like a room, like a doorway, and they're like, what's he gonna do? I swear to God, this is how this goes. He goes over to the pool table and he starts checking it out. He grabs the cue, hits the ball, and the ball does like a full like 270 around, knocks the ball in, like the eight ball or whatever, and it goes in a pocket, and everyone's like, holy shit. And then he just leaves the party. Drives away his Lincoln. You know what I did?
You dropped the mic when you're here.
Bought a fucking Lincoln. I want to be awesome at pool.
That's what you took out of that. You want to be awesome at pool?
I had a bumper pool table when I was growing up. It was Ag's.
Yeah.
Ag had a killer bumper pool table. It was old school.
Big, big money, this kid, growing up. Up in the hills.
Huge.
With bumper. Yeah. Bumper.
Exactly. The hills of Arlington.
Yeah.
You fucking flatlanders. I could see you coming from nothing. A mile away.
We get nothing.
We had a bumper pool. I had a yard.
It was awesome. Yard? I had train tracks behind my house.
Yeah. I had train tracks in my arm.
What? Boop, boop.
That's called heroin. Hey, how was your week?
Speaking of heroin, man, just been doing heroin.
Living the dream.
Yeah. No, man, the week was fine. It's like the real first week I feel like back to work. Last week didn't really feel like I was back to work.
This week did.
Yeah. I don't know why, but yeah, this week back to work. And man, he was crushing those brewskis.
Boy, I'm really trying to do this on the down low and it's not working. Nope. I am crushing the brewskis.
Clinking, clanking. But no, so yeah, this week was fine. Nothing special, brother. How about yourself?
Big week.
Yeah.
Big week. We went to Six Flags on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. On my birthday.
On your birthday. Yeah. What do you mean? No big week.
It's your birthday, bro. I don't count. I count Monday through Friday as a week.
Do you really? Yeah. No, I roll with the weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, cover for me. That was terrible. You're supposed to keep talking while I burped off.
I was very curious of what the hell you were doing.
So cover for me.
He's doing a jack off motion underneath the table.
Big time.
So, yeah, my birthday, we went out to brunch at Jack Allen's, which is fantastic.
Ooh, when did you go?
We went on Sunday.
No, no good. If you go Friday night, that's when the swingers go.
That's obviously not brunch.
I know, but you got to go Friday. You should go on Friday night.
We went out on Saturday night.
You missed it.
The wife and I.
Where'd you go?
We went to ramen. Mm-hmm. A ramen place. But first we went to that St. Elmo's place. We went with our fave listener.
Yeah.
I think that was his 40th.
And we bailed?
Yeah. Yeah, we bailed on everyone. Yeah. And we went to the beer place where you can get beer and not whiskey.
Yeah.
And so we went there, had a couple drinks, left, went to get ramen. And I'm like, I've never had sake before.
Sake.
Let me get a sake.
Yeah.
And the wife was like, you know what? I've never had it either. Let's get me one too.
Yeah.
So we said two sakes, thinking it was just going to be like a shot.
Yeah.
But no, it's like a...
Yeah, it's a bottle.
It's like a vase of sake.
It's a vase.
And so she tasted it and she's like, yeah, I'm not drinking that. It's gross. So I ended up drinking both of them.
Yeah. How fucked up did you get?
I was, so she's like, let's go someplace for dessert. You know, let's look up someplace. So I grab my phone. I'm looking and I just, bloop, phone falls into the bowl of ramen. It just starts sinking. And we're both looking at it going, oh shit. I'm trying to grab it, but it's just sinking deeper into the fucking broth. I take it out. I'm like, God damn it. So I got a new phone case. Yeah, the phone still worked. I shut it off right away.
What is that, an iPhone?
Yeah. And then I...
Oh, is it waterproof? Is it one of those waterproof ones?
Nope.
They make those.
No, it's a broth-proof one.
Oh, broth-proof.
Yeah. Hmm. It's special.
Oh.
Yeah, so I left the case there. I'm like, nope, this thing is oil. It's just covered in oil.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, do you have one of those turd ones where it's like fully encased?
No.
So why'd you leave the case there? You could wash it off. Because
it was gross, though. And it was time for a new case.
So you got shit-faced on sake? Is that what happened?
Pretty much, yeah.
So I guess you didn't have to drive home. Where'd you go for dessert?
No. We.
I'm interested in this.
It was like a mini pie place.
I'm pot committed. Yeah?
So we're like, yeah, let's get some mini pies. And we look, and they're little tiny things. So I'm like, all right, let's get...
In the same area?
Yeah, right down the street on Lamar.
Lamar.
And go to the place, and it's like, all right, let's just get... They'll sell like one, two, three, four, or half a dozen or a dozen. I'm like, let's just get a half a dozen. We'll bring whatever home.
What's mini pies?
They're pies.
Areolas?
No.
Or buttholes?
No, I'd say like a, you know, about that big. Maybe
like
2 inches and 2.5 inches.
Like a porn star areola.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like a big fat titty areola.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So like at six, yeah. And go to pay is like $28.
You shove
like, what
two,
the fuck?
You shove two of them together. You just start
humped it.
Exactly.
And yeah, they were
$28.
$28. They weren't even good.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem with these hipster places.
Yeah.
They charge exorbitant prices.
Yeah.
And then they suck.
Brought them home for the kids.
It's an artisan crust. Jesus, made of dirt and twigs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I found it on the
paintbrushes.
Yeah, I found it on the side of the road. Side of the road. What am I from fucking Chicago?
The Bears.
Oh.
So, Six Flags.
Yeah, Six Flags. Nothing really about Six Flags. You know what sucks about Six Flags? Dippin' Dots.
What?
Do you ever have Dippin' Dots?
Yeah.
Those things are fucking vile.
Well, they're not.
They're disgusting.
They're not great, but.
And the kids always want them. It's gross. Six Flags is, the kids have a good time. I don't go on any rides. It's been well documented. But that place is full of rednecks and gigantic Hispanic butts.
Yeah.
So it's cool for me.
Yeah.
It's a
people
cool,
watching paradise.
It's a cool place for this guy, just hanging out. But beautiful day, Six Flags. So Six Flags and then nothing. Yeah.
The weather was good, right?
Weather was beautiful.
Yeah.
Weather was beautiful. You know what I did today? First yoga class.
Really? DDPY or what?
It wasn't DDPY. It's through work. So Cheddar's sponsors a yoga thing where you can, you know, it's they'll pay you.
Yeah.
They don't pay you, but I guess I work like 60 hours at Cheddar's and I get paid
free.
40. For 40. So, you know, assistant general manager, that's what they do. And old Dave Cheddar fucks you over. So anyway.
You make no cheddar working at Cheddar's?
Hi-yo! I'm pot committed to yoga now.
Really?
It was a hard as fuck all too, because I'm a twisted up mess.
Yeah, you're lanky and got some issues.
And I'm tight as a drum. Not the old b hole.
Really?
The old b hole is
that thing's blown out.
B hole is about as loose as a
pop balloon.
Boink. But I tell you what,
yoga pants.
I am going to force. Oh, all over the place.
Yeah.
But they're all over the place anyway.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you don't have.
The guys in yoga pants.
They're pretty good. little tough on the C toe though. You know what I mean? It's like the ball on the left, the ball on the right. Sometimes they're both shoved on the left hand side. Yeah. You know, show offs. So, come on.
The old meatballs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Lululemon indeed. Is that what it's called? Lululemon?
Lulu smuggling lemons, yeah.
I am going to encourage my wife to become a yoga instructor because the sound of this lady's voice, it was hypnotizing. It was the sexiest voice of oh my god! I mean, she was attractive anyway, but I just like fell in love with her just listening to the voice.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. It's like a motherly thing and like a super sexy thing.
Like, would she come up behind you and like kind of just whisper in your ear and stuff? Or
no, there were a couple times.
You gotta do it.
There were a couple times where she was like, she came and like just lightly tapped my knee, and I was like, "Holy fuck!" And she's like, "Can you move over? There's a new student coming."
Yeah,
and I was like, "Absolutely." Don't mind my boner.
Hide your erection, please.
Downward facing dog. It doesn't work. You're in a puddle of your own urine.
Did you ever see the Saturday Night Live skit with Will Ferrell in the yoga studio when it's just him with his leg behind his head sucking his own dick? He's like, I've been training my whole life for this.
Yes.
So great.
And he's like, I finally.
Yeah. He's got like a full grown out beard. He's sucking his own dick. So funny. We'll find a link to put up for you guys.
I am, but I'm sore as fuck right now.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking about doing it because it's something the kids can do too. So we can do it in the living room.
Yeah.
And
I need someone. So the problem with this one was like, all right, I need to go with an instructor because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I rented a DVD. I got it from the library. I red tubed it. They were just butt fucking each other. It's like, this red tube yoga is bullshit.
Yeah.
No, I got a DVD and then. The lady just, I have no idea if I'm doing it right. You know what I mean? They're like, hey, throw your arm over your shoulder. It's very, you got to like get somebody to like
the position.
Like,
you're right?
Yeah, and this that was the one downside. Nobody came over and gently touched me and tried to put me in the right position. Which is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
I literally would have sprung one
right in the middle of class.
That'd have been so funny. If you got arrested.
I'm telling you right now, if you started talking to me about like breathe through your eyeballs, touch the ceiling and really reach up there like you're going to grab a cloud and bring it down to yourself, I'd probably crysturbate.
Really?
Right in my drawers. It was fantastic.
I don't understand how, but I'm glad you
enjoyed
it. You
got to come with me to this class. Listen, 1 p.m., Cheddar, 1:15, Cheddar sponsors it.
Yeah, pretty sure I'm working at that time.
Yeah, me too, but it's on. It's between Cheddar's locations, so I can go to one and check on the other.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah, because, you know, area manager or whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, local assistant GM. Anyway, that was the most exciting thing that happened this week.
What, you do that today?
Yoga. Yeah, every Friday for like 12 weeks or so.
Damn.
I'm pumped. I'm in. I'm going to go join a different one just so that
Yeah.
It really was relaxing. I was working my fucking ass off, though. I was sweating like a pig.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around and there's all these other, like, you know, chicks in the class and they're not even moist. It's like, hey,
I'm here.
Are you seeing me? Yeah. It's the beard. I got to get rid of this thing.
Yeah.
I'm so unhappy with it. Next Saturday is the big.
I've been growing this stupid thing out, too. I hate it. It's itchy.
It's the worst.
It's coarse. It like feels gross in there.
I know. It's the worst.
You supposed to wash them or?
Literally, yours is the worst.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You look like somebody tried to put on a funny
yeah,
beard.
Like, yeah.
That looks like pubic hair on your face.
It looks like someone took pubes and then glued them onto my face.
Are you like maintaining it at all?
Yeah. Like I shave like here.
Down to there?
Yeah. Shave there. Shave the neck. But yeah, it's not working out for me.
I shaved the neck. Actually, I had to trim the mustache.
I can't grow like under the lip like you do, like on the chin right there.
Yeah.
See, you got it nice and...
I'm a fucking wolf. Yeah. I mean, I have hair everywhere.
Yeah. The wife today, I'm pulling apart some chicken.
Yeah.
And she comes up. She's like, oh my God, you have so much hair on your ears. She's like, I'll be right back. And she goes and gets tweezers. It just starts fucking yanking hairs out of my ears.
Yeah. You don't maintain that shit?
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, much. Man, it drives me nuts. Because I noticed it on one guy at one time. Are you serious? Label that fucking microphone. I don't want to use that thing.
I didn't even come near it.
It's got all kinds of shit all over it. I saw it on one guy. Like, he had like a fucking trumpet hairs running out of his nose.
Yeah.
And then, like, his ears were just all like
it's
black
like
hairs.
The old man. Yeah,
that's
when you know you're getting old. I'm like,
and I was like, I gotta. Yeah, I find some hairs on my ears randomly that are like an inch long.
Yeah,
it's
dude,
like,
it's
how
crazy.
Did I miss that thing?
Yeah, yeah, I don't
ladies, think. I'm sorry. I know you're thinking of the old Will.
Yeah,
like this sexual dynamo. You don't want to hear about my hair problems, or maybe you do.
22 minutes in, let's do something funny for the listeners.
Why, you didn't think that was funny? You didn't think ear hair was funny? All right.
Yeah.
Is this supposed to be funny? Home improvement was the topic that we sent out.
Yep.
By we, it's always me sending you something.
Yeah.
And then you're like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
But let's go with it.
Let's try it, see what happens. Right. I'll let you start.
All right, you ready? A lot of people think hanging sheetrock is about the easiest thing you can do. Well, I'd like to see them do it with a bunch of dead bodies stapled in plastic bags between the studs. They'd be singing a different tune then, I tell you. Because it's tough to hide bodies.
Is it?
Behind the sheetrock.
It depends on how thick your wall is, I guess.
Well, it's a 2x4.
It's a 3/4 wall. Mm. My favorite part of Home Improvement has always been masturbating to Tim Allen.
That's good. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I had it as Pamela Anderson at first, so I'm like, nah, Tim Allen.
Yeah. No. Yeah, Tim Allen's way better.
Then I'm like, whatever happened to
Tim Allen? Oh, you know what you should do?
I went on IMDb. I started stalking Tim Allen.
He's on a whole new show.
He's got that show. It's been on for fucking years. I forgot all about it.
I think it got booted off of one channel and moved to another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was too right-wing.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Sure.
Have you ever laid tile on the floor? It's a messy business. I meant Kyle. That's because he's got IBS. I'm sorry. There's feces everywhere.
Feces.
IBS.
Kyle.
IBS. Yeah.
I always hate getting a honey-do list from the wife. It's like she has an OCD. Why do I need a list of the worst tasting of all the melons?
Have you ever had a honeydew melon?
Of course I've had a honeydew melon.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's the worst tasting
of all. Is it really? Why?
It's not. No, cantaloupe's way better than honeydew.
The kids eat cantaloupe like every day.
Yeah. You've never had a honeydew melon?
No, I don't think so.
What the fuck?
I go straight for the apple. Apple, grape, pineapple. Those are my go-to.
Man, you got to branch out.
I love me some melons, though. All right, ready? Why would I mow my own grass? What?
I don't know.
Why would I have someone mow my grass when I can do it myself? Because it's expensive, that's why. Plus, I'm plenty flexible enough to trim my own pubes with my teeth. Thank you very much.
That's why you're going to yoga.
I'm getting there.
I decided to remodel my house. The old model died during her captivity. Who knew models needed all their blood?
Oh my god. Ah.
I should have ended on that one.
That was good. Yeah. Yeah. All right, ready? Home Depot is a total disappointment. I walked around that place for 2 hours and I couldn't find one goddamn home for sale. No homes for sale?
No, this is Home Depot. The best moment of a construction project is the look on my idiot neighbor's face when they get home from vacation to find their house burned down with their pets trapped inside. Have fun rebuilding your miniature schnauzer, a-holes.
What the fuck? Idiot neighbor's pretty funny. Anytime you lead in with idiot, it just makes it all that much better. All right. If afterbirth splashes on the hospital drywall during delivery, is that a good way to make sure the wall's plumb? Or would you call that more of a red-green?
It's maroon.
Sometimes it's afterbirth green.
Is it? How many afterbirths have you seen?
Two.
I tried to look at zero of those.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah.
It looks like a see-through,
like afterbirth?
See-through purse of blood.
Is it like a sinewy, like, just sack of
it's
gross?
Just a sack of gross. It is a sack of gross. Yeah.
I got this nice heads up from my brother-in-law. I said, hey, don't look.
Don't do
after
that.
After the baby comes out, don't look back.
It looks like it could just be unzipped. You're like, oh, there's another dead baby in there. Oops.
Another one?
Surprise, twins?
Dead twins?
All right, you got another one?
Nope.
All right, I got one last one. Show me a guy who knows how to pour his own patio, and I'll show you a few trash bags with body parts that need hiding.
I was going to go the same route with the dead bodies and stuff.
I know I bookended it with dead bodies. I should have just picked one. Which one of my dead bodies one's better?
The concrete one. Probably the last one.
The last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're all pretty awesome.
Yeah. I had a dead body one, too.
Well, fire it up. What is it?
It's the model who's dead. So I got a new one. Because models.
Yeah.
Models.
That's true.
It's true?
That's true. You did have one of those, didn't
you? Yeah, I did.
Who's your favorite supermodel of all time?
Ooh.
Yep.
Cindy Crawford. I told you, I used to have a picture of her topless with a snake hidden downstairs in the basement, like behind the dryer.
Yeah.
So I used to like go down there, grab it, look at it, and whack it.
Into the dryer?
Yeah. I'm not going to do it until the washing machine.
You're an animal. Heat that shit up and it just disintegrates.
Heated jizz.
Yeah. Mine's Richard Grieco.
21 Jump Street changed lives.
It did. 21 Jump Street. What happened to Dom DeLuise's kid?
John DeLuise?
No. Dom DeLuise's kid was the fat guy on, the fat kid on
really?
21 Jump Street. Swear to God. Huh. What happened to that guy?
I don't know.
Where are they now? We should do a Where Are They Now segment.
Let's next week. Get ready, folks.
Get ready.
We're going to We're going to leave you bored as hell.
A lot of people, when they think, where are they now? They think, where is that website for 14 Finches?
Yeah.
14finches.com for all your graphic design needs. I don't know where the website is yet. It's still under construction.
I'll tell you what, 2019 is going to be a big year for them.
I think so.
If they get their website up.
If they get their website, and once this thing takes off, shirts, t-shirt orders, every which way. By the way, the head proprietor texted me after listening to the last episode and said, what the fuck? I sent you the links for the shirts. What's so confusing about it? So then I sent him back. There's 47 versions of a fucking baseball t-shirt. That's what is confusing.
Yeah.
Didn't hear anything back.
Yeah.
We should post those links.
Okay.
Let's post those links and just be like, hey, you tell me which baseball t-shirt to order.
Yeah. How is this not confusing?
I saw another, I sent you the thing about another podcast. They have hats. They're selling hats.
What?
Like $25. What do you mean, what? I sent it to you.
You listen to other podcasts?
No, I don't listen. Oh. I just checked it out.
You just scrolled through?
Yeah, well, I looked at the details and shit and hit the link. It's a friend of mine. Well, I guess we're not friends. We used to be friends.
Yeah, now he's your fucking rival.
Killed his schnauzer. Let's go to some stories. And there's a really good one from Louisiana. Gun hidden in man's butt found during strip search in Louisiana.
The x-ray of this is fucking bananas.
You sent... What?
Yeah.
I did not see an x-ray in the story.
You didn't?
No. I think you're a fucking liar. Hang on.
It's an x-ray of a butt.
Up your butt, gun Joe Boo. Is that how they found it?
No, it was a strip search. He bent over to cough and a .22 shot a bullet.
What else did he have on him? He had. They found a gun on him, right? And then they found another one in his butt.
In him, yeah.
Well, they found another one on his person. He was arrested for weed. I know that much. So the guy really knows how to party. I like him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what a zip gun is.
A zip gun, I think, is isn't a zip gun one of those 3D printed guns?
Is that really what it is?
I think so, yeah.
That's what they found on him. And then they found another gun inside of his butthole.
You know, there is a racist joke I could have made about that, but I steered clear. Congratulations, me.
Good job.
Zip gun?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Vietnam joke or
I knew, but I was just playing along. Nope.
Because some people say when they... Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's not cool.
I don't understand what it... Do you know what the connotation is on that? What it means?
Where it came from?
Yeah.
The derivation of the ignorance? No, I don't know. Should I look it up?
It's kind of a weird... Not on that. Not on your Cheddar's computer.
Well, this isn't my Cheddar's computer. Oh, okay. This is my personal one.
Oh.
Which is why it stinks. How to make a zip gun. 12 easy steps. I don't really want to make one.
You just want to buy one.
Seriously.
You just want to put one in your butt.
Dude, will you get a new fucking router? I can't even find a goddamn image of a zip gun.
Would you do me a favor?
Here's how to make a zip gun. Gather supplies. Well, there you go.
Step one, check.
A zip gun is not a 3D printed gun. Conceivably, a zip gun can be constructed from household materials.
It's like a potato gun?
Yeah, let's make a zip gun. No, that shoots potatoes.
Oh, this one shoots zips.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid.
Still not cool. a $2 9mm zip gun. You know what? The internet is fucking scary.
Yeah. It doesn't take much to be on a wanted list from the FBI.
Dude, any jerk off can make this. Whoa.
And you can jerk off to it.
Check out that one.
Wow.
And the one on the right's cool, too.
The one on the right was a penis.
GSL, gun saves lives. Where are your guns? You should break those out.
Oh, I told you that story. Did I tell that story on the podcast?
Yeah, probably. But go again, because nobody listens.
Where our friend came over and wanted to see the gun. Our friend, Mr. Maffa, came over.
Yeah.
Wanted to see the gun. So I'm like, hold on.
I don't think he wants to be named.
And I went into where the gun is. And it was not there. And it was just an empty case.
That's right.
So I'm like, oh, shit. So I was like, I don't know where it went. Immediately my wife was like, it was stolen. The AT&T guy stole it. So look around, finally find it. And it's in above my microwave in a cabinet up high. But I take it out and it's fully loaded, unlocked, just fucking sitting in there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Didn't your brother-in-law put it there?
Yeah, my brother-in-law cleaned it and then put it up there.
Fully loaded.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't sound like a smart thing to do.
Well, I mean, what good is an empty gun?
Oh, man. All right, I just looked up Zipperhead.
This is for research purposes.
Only. Research only. I said, why is Zip racist?
Yeah.
And just as a disclaimer, that's why this is called, this is so dumb because we don't know.
Yeah.
A derogatory term used in reference to people of Asian descent. It is said to have been coined during the Korean War by frontline troops who had run over their enemies in Jeeps.
Ugh. Oh, so they just,
the soldiers claimed the tire tracks from the Jeeps left a pattern resembling that of a closed zipper along the course.
Dang.
Oh, my God.
And that's cold-blooded.
And then, so that you know how to use it in context for future reference, it tells you how to...
It's like an Urban Dictionary definition.
Damn, look at those Z's here. It's like they've just taken over. What?
I don't know. That was a bad example. I thought it was going to be like, that was,
hey,
a bad example.
Look at those guys. We just ran them over with a truck.
Yeah.
Was that a thing? They used to just run people over with cars? That's how they killed them? I wonder why we lost that war.
Yeah, they were terrible. They stood in front of, like, what is this? Driving towards me. I've never seen one of these.
Gun hiding. Should we go back to the story? Man, have you figured out if Heather's actually listened to this podcast?
I have not.
Heather was the first person to listen and the first person to comment and the first person to listen again.
Yeah.
Abandon the podcast. We got to circle back. She's got to be number two on the interview list. Louisiana deputies in Louisiana jail found a gun hidden in the buttocks of a man who was arrested after officers found a zip gun and a silencer in his truck. They were investigating suspicious activity, and when they approached his girlfriend, she gave a false name and then left the scene. And then they questioned the boyfriend who was in the car. And they arrested him for the zip gun. During the pat-down, the officers found a concealed handgun, marijuana, and a pipe used for smoking. Then when he went into... Why the fuck? God damn it. Fuck this internet.
Yeah. He had a gun in his butthole.
Fuck your couch. How do you stick... So what size is your gun? Is it a 22? Like a wimp?
No, it's 11 inches and fits perfect.
Get out of here.
Inside my butt. No, it's a 38 special. It's a revolver.
Go grab your gun and stick it between your butt cheeks and see if you can hold it there.
Yeah.
This guy had to hold a gun in his butt.
Yeah, you know, he was just clenching his cheeks.
He must have a fucking monster caboose. Good for this guy.
Yeah.
I wish I had a butt.
It's a weird thing to wish for.
He's released on $10,600 bail.
Damn.
How do you get to the 600?
It's probably one of the other, like the marijuana charge.
The pipe is 600.
Yeah. I want to talk about a different story. I want to talk about
Love a Parade.
Would like to talk about the herpes monkeys.
Oh, herpes monkeys. So
Florida, here we come.
Let's go to Florida.
We're going to take you on a trip to Florida.
It's Florida. So this is, yep, there you go. Your fucking internet again. You know what? I'm tired of complaining about this. Wild monkeys with killer herpes are breeding like crazy in Florida. Florida man's got nothing on these dirty primates. Look at this little monkey.
Yeah.
This little monkey's got herpes.
Yeah.
Looks like, what's that guy from Pulp Fiction? What's that guy from Pulp Fiction? Mr. Blue? Is it Mr. Blue?
What?
He's like, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
You're talking about Steve Buscemi?
Yeah, Steve Buscemi. This monkey looks like
Steve
Buscemi.
You're talking about Reservoir Dogs. And he was Mr. Pink.
Think. Yeah, Mr. Pink.
Why do I gotta be Mr. Pink?
Oh, that's right. He was Mr. Pink.
Yeah. I think he said, because you're a fag, that's why.
A quick reminder, there's a band of feral monkeys running wild in Central Florida that carries a type of herpes lethal to humans. These mischievous simians, who are not shy around people, can transmit the deadly disease with just a scratch, nip, or fling of poo. What the fuck?
Okay, do you know what kind of monkey it is?
Rhesus monkeys.
Rhesus what?
Rhesus pieces.
Nope.
Nope. What kind?
It's a macaque. Macaque has herpes.
No,
macaque has deadly herpes. Yeah.
You're fucking with me.
No, I'm not. Look at what it says after rhesus.
I just guessed. Hang on. Oh. I'm going to search this. This is a long ass thing.
Oh, believe me. I know. Because I was like, oh my God, macaque.
Macaque
has herpes.
I can't believe, like, how do these things get herpes?
Oh,
So how do we get herpes? So, I mean, really, this goes back to the old SID. I got herpes
from your dad.
Well, I mean,
when I was younger.
That guy's a real playboy. That's what that is. This is how AIDS happened. People keep fucking these monkeys.
Yeah. This is a little tiny monkey. A lot of people are fucked.
All right, so listen. The monkey's herpes affects them much like humans' herpes. The virus infects nerves and can go dormant until the immune system is stressed or weakened, at which point the virus can erupt, typically around the mouth or genitals. What a bummer. Why? Oh, because it's warm down there. Goddamn right.
And you know these monkeys, like, when they see a herpes, they don't give a fuck. They just keep on going.
What would you do if you dropped a pair of drawers and all of a sudden you were staring at a bunch of sores?
What am I looking at, though?
Am I looking at
a vagina or a dick?
Nope. Huge Brazilian member.
Oh, I'm going mouth first. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
So you're putting on the diving cap and the glasses?
Yeah.
And Oh, man. That's got to be brutal. I wonder if their nuts have, like, shit all over them. How would they know?
Yeah, they don't wipe.
No, seriously. Do you think they, like, have all the telltale signs? Like a bunch of open sores? And
yeah, that's what it said. It says it shows up like it does on humans.
No, I know it shows up, but... Well, I guess, yeah, you're right. The monkey's herpes, yeah. Oh, I thought it just says weekend. I was like, oh, when they go out on the weekend?
Yeah. It's Friday night, and I feel all right, except for my herpes flare-up.
Tux medicated pads, here we come. Yeah, that's... Central Florida, like you just go around Central Florida and it's fucking monkeys. I didn't know that. I mean, I think there are alligators and shit like that, but
I honestly no idea. I didn't know they had monkeys.
I didn't know they had monkeys.
This is a whole new. Yeah,
a whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
What?
That's what he says in the song.
All right. One more Florida one for you. Drunken daughter, 21, cracked dad's skull twice with a poker and a piece of firewood. Why did she do that?
I don't know why you would pick that one.
Because girlfriend of the week. You know what I love about the Florida ones when there's a girl? Nine times out of ten.
The acne?
No, that's not an acne. I'm sure that's just
meth sores.
Fucking meth sores all over the place. So we get herpes, monkeys, and meth sores. A Maine woman?
Yeah, she's from Maine. That's not Florida.
Ah, fuck. Then screw her.
Yeah, literally.
What happened there? I had it under the Florida.
You're an idiot.
All right, give me a Florida one.
Florida teacher accused of smearing feces at park, disrupting child's birthday party after a workplace dispute.
I'm still not on board with what... I mean, when you're in a park, you got to go.
No, that is not what she did.
You think she was disguising it?
She got into an argument. She was like a substitute teacher. Got into an argument about how she was teaching a class.
Yeah.
And found out that all the teachers and everyone got invited to this kid's birthday party. She didn't get invited. So she goes, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go wipe poop everywhere. Yeah. I'm going to just wipe poop all the picnic tables.
Did she take a giant deuce right there?
Oh, she got poop from everywhere.
She dropped.
But she didn't drop. Oh. She didn't like take a dump on the picnic table.
Oh, it's not her. She went to a dog park.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a dog park?
Yeah.
Those things smell fucking terrible.
Some do. Yeah.
In Austin, I drive by going from one Cheddar's to another on Riverside. There's a dog park, and there is some attractive people in there.
That's just Riverside smells.
And
like
it
that.
Fucking smells terrible.
Yeah,
I mean, it is like a waft out of there.
Yeah,
like
it's a wet dog smell.
Like the dump. No, it's piss.
Piss.
Piss and shit.
Piss and shit.
What? So I pull over and take a whiz sometimes, just to show those things who's boss.
All right. So yeah, this lady just because she was hurt by not being invited.
Was she butt hurt?
It did hurt her butt when it came out.
Check out my face. Butt hurt?
Yeah, it's a stupid smile. All right, I got another one.
Hey, your fucking internet still won't let me like...
Exotic dancer with urge to kill planned very public mass shooting.
Now, this one doubles as a girlfriend of the week because she is a little bit on the cray-cray side.
A little.
And daddy likey.
Yeah. You know, usually when you when you hear
give it to me.
Mass shooting,
yeah,
you don't think stripper.
No.
Unless you're in Florida.
Unless, yeah.
Yeah. because the top two jobs for a woman of Florida, stripper and
unemployed.
Oh no, I was gonna say like a Hooters waitress, maybe.
How many Hooters? You know that Hooters downtown is closing?
Oh no.
Have you when's the last time you went to a Hooters?
I went to Hooters once in my life. And the girl who served us had boobs as big as yours. It was terrible. Yeah. I was like, well, fuck this place. I'm a boob guy.
Where'd you go, to Marlboro or something?
I think so. Maybe yeah. Framingham.
Yeah. Framham?
Yeah.
I used to work in Framingham. I don't remember that. On I don't Route remember 9? That Hooters.
On Route 9?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. I used to work on Route 9. Hey, little known fact. I can't click on a fucking... Sorry. You're going to have to... Why don't you run this one?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I tried to, but the Brandenton Herald is not allowing me to view that.
I got the same goddamn thing. Yeah, but I tell you what, speaking of Florida strippers, how about that Jeff Bezos from Amazon getting his old divorce? Guy's worth $1.4 billion.
No, that's not right.
I know. It's really not right.
He's worth 170 something billion. Not 1.4 billion.
It's not worth no, he's worth one dude.
$178 million he's worth. What are you fucking
million or billion?
Billion.
No, he's not. He's worth like $1.4 billion.
You're a fucking idiot. He's the richest man alive, you dickhead.
Yeah.
$1.4 billion?
A billion fucking dollars. That's a lot of money.
Dude.
You know how many Funyuns you can buy with that?
Donald Trump has $4 billion.
No, he does not. You're a fucking stooge.
Oh my god.
Hang on. How much is Jeff Bezos worth? It like comes up because everyone wants to do the fucking math.
Yeah.
Here we go. Feel free to fucking jump down by my zipper in about 10 seconds. Shit. 1.28 billion. 128 billion.
Let's see.
Fuck, that guy's got some cash.
Yeah.
Oh, look at his wife. His wife has $1 billion she's worth. Not anymore.
No, now she has $80 billion.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I know.
Because they're from Washington, and that is a 50-50 split if you're married more than 10 years or something like that.
I know. How pissed would you be if you're Jeff Bezos and you look like a dick with ears?
I wouldn't be pissed because I have... Give $80 billion away, you still have $80 billion. Who gives
look
a
at
shit?
This. Yeah, but then he's not as much as Bill Gates. So how pissed would you be if you lapped Bill Gates by like 30 mil and then all of a sudden you had to go down and you probably make less than Warren Buffett at 84 bill? You'd be pissed. Look at Warren Buffett.
I still love that you said he only had 1 point something billion like an asshole.
The guy
created Amazon.
Dude, I made like $36,000 a year at Cheddar's. What the fuck? I don't know.
Brag much?
100,000?
Yeah. Hashtag humble brag. You think I drive this fucking Sonata for nothing?
This is a white trash bag on that back window, bitch.
This is a Daewoo. Don't you fuck with this.
And yes, the faceplate comes off. So, this guy was... he's dating like this.
He's dating like
his wife's
anchor.
Friend, like some news anchor, some Spanish news anchor. And apparently, this prick has got a huge schmenzer on him. This is according to the New York Post. Huge,
hard hitting reporting. Huh?
I know. Look at this guy.
If it's not his dick, I don't want to see it.
I know, but Jesus Christ. I mean, give me $1 billion. Give me a fighting chance over here.
You don't even need a billion.
I'm a good-looking dude, though.
You get $8 million in the bank?
Yeah.
You're doing whatever you want.
Well, I'm hoping if I get 80K, I'm throwing some shit around. So if I get that, if that raise comes through, I'm doing well.
You're going to get a 2.5 times raise?
Yeah. Damn. But listen, well, I mean, we're doing pretty good. The new fondue plate is rocking it. So if I sat next to this guy, just in general at a bar, I'd be killing it.
Okay.
But then all of a sudden, this cat's just going to start sprinkling $100 bills in front of his face. And he's much more attractive than I am.
He's going to accidentally drop his Bentley keys out of his pocket constantly.
He's probably going to, or like he's just going to unzip his trousers.
Oh, you're going to have the huge
this
dick.
This guy's got a $128 billion and he's got
a huge
fucking
dick.
12-inch pricker. God damn it.
Yeah, it's not fair. Life ain't fair.
Look at this guy.
I'll tell you what, dude.
Would you bang him? If you were going to, so, okay.
Okay.
Actually, that's right. You texted me this scenario.
Yeah, I said I got a chance.
Okay.
I got a chance.
However, she was married to him for like 25 years. So you'd bang the guy. You let the guy railroad you for half of $128 billion, which is probably like $5 billion. Right?
Okay. I don't know math that well.
Quick math.
But yeah. Yeah.
For 25 years.
Yeah.
So start at the beginning.
Yep.
I mean, you have no idea that he's going to be a billionaire.
Okay, well.
And he's got to start pegging you like crazy.
Before I wrote that, I didn't know he had a huge dick, okay? That kind of changes things a little bit.
Even one time or? So how far back would you go to get $60 billion?
Oh, man. I take a good.
How many years?
I take a good long 10-year stretch.
Of like twice a week for 10 years.
Yep.
100 times 10. It's 1,000 times.
Yep.
You're getting that thing.
You know what? If it's on a clock, a timer, if it's on a timer,
what?
I'm just, okay, then let's double up on a day.
So,
you know?
Oh, you want to start? Yeah. No, it's, yeah.
Let's
cut this short.
Yeah, let's go to Tahiti. We'll just have a great time on one of those bungalows.
Let's check off. Yeah.
Let's get this going.
The list on the fridge.
Yeah.
You're just like, tick, 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 yeah. tick, tick.
Yeah. I'd be like a prisoner with the hashtags. Yeah, the hash marks.
Exactly.
In another five. Here we go. Be beautiful.
You'd be negotiating down some BJs.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I wonder if... Well, you probably have to sprinkle some of those in, too. Handies and BJs.
Man.
You think you'd give a blowjob?
You think I get anything in return?
I'm looking at your lips. No. You'd be terrible. You have a small mouth.
I do.
Oh, my God.
I got a small mouth. Actually, my head is not that big, but my face is big, and then the rest of my body is gigantic.
He would...
Dick, tiny.
Tear your butthole apart and your mouth apart.
Yeah.
You'd have no orifices left.
I'll rebuild them.
You'd look like Heath Ledger in that Batman movie where he had those.
Yeah, the smile.
Let's put a smile on your face. Surgically repaired lips. Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah, $60 billion? Fuck yeah, do it.
We should make that a poll. Would you let Jeff Bezos fuck you for 10 years?
For $60
billion. $60 billion. $64
billion. Listen.
Don't sleep on that four.
In 10 years?
Yeah.
I'm only going to be 47 years old.
In 10 years, I'm only going to be dead by 4 years.
Yeah. So.
Good call.
So, it'll be worth it.
Really?
You know?
How about.
I won't even be 50 and I'll be sitting pretty.
How about I give you.
My kids won't respect me, but.
In 10 years, I'll give you $128.
Yeah.
I get to fuck you for 10 years.
Yeah.
What about like 6 months?
How much would I want?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Once.
Wait a minute.
Can I fuck you once for $128?
Oh, we're talking you, not Jeff Bezos?
Yeah. Yeah, so take that in consideration.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're family.
We're family.
It's gross, but it's kind of okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than a stranger.
Okay, the kid might come out and be a mongoloid.
I'm not going to get pregnant. I can guarantee that.
But in this hand, $128.
Yeah, it's true.
Smackaroos.
Yeah.
We could get some more t-shirts with that money.
That's true. A couple.
We could take the 128, buy some mannequins, and trade them in for some t-shirts.
Yeah. Man.
I don't think you're thinking straight about this thing.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, but
I just missed a golden hour. You just missed a night of your life.
You're a fucking idiot. I don't have a Bezos in my trousers.
$128, you can get a decent prostitute, I think. Why would you give it to me?
How decent? What kind of pro do you think I am? A Richard Grieco type?
It looks like me with long hair, but with a vagina. Okay, so.
Looking like Billy Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, should we do a pump date? Big episode. I saw a big episode. No?
No. No one
people,
cares.
Yeah, they do.
One person.
We should do a pump date for one person represents like 10% of our audience.
That's true.
The other 90 pretends like they don't like it, but they do.
No, they don't.
I don't know. There was a big birthday party last night on the episode.
Oh, whose birthday was it?
It was Stassi. No, it was Stassi.
Stassi Schroeder.
It's Jax. Okay. Yeah. So don't fuck around. Stassi and Ariana, they threw a massive birthday party.
For?
Exactly. For themselves. You know why that's such a shocker? Because
last season, they fucking hated each other.
Oh my
god. So now they're besties. I'm a little bit hesitant. I don't know how this is gonna work out.
Oh, do you know how it's gonna work out?
How is it?
However, it's scripted to work out.
This is not a scripted show.
Oh no,
sir.
This is real life.
This is not a scripted show.
This is real life.
So the most interesting part was, you know, Stassi's really, she's writing a life around, right?
Good
she's
for her.
She was dating some bad dudes. Now she's got a really nice guy.
Oh, really?
No, she went off the deep end at the end of this party.
Oh yeah, she sucked everyone's dick.
Oh, I mean it. No,
oh.
Dennis. She's in a good relationship now.
Oh, I thought you said she went off the deep end.
She might have.
I thought she dived into a pool of dicks.
She might have.
Into the deep end.
She might have gotten a Bezos. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see next week.
Oh, man.
Because I saw the previews for next week, and her boyfriend is not happy.
Oh, no?
Not happy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I bet you that she makes more money than her boyfriend, so her boyfriend's going to do whatever it takes to keep her around.
His name's Bo, so you know he's half of a hoe. Mo.
What? Did you just make that up, or did they say that on the show?
Big time. No, I just roll with it.
It was the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Mm.
I thought he was half of HBO.
No, what?
He's more like 3/4 of HBO.
Do you have HBO?
Yeah.
What kind of an idiot has HBO these days?
I have streaming HBO.
You still have to pay for it.
Yeah.
How much you pay for it?
$16 a month.
You're a moron. What's on HBO that you would want to watch?
The Greatest Showman. That I watch 400 times.
Have you seen it?
We watched it before you got here today.
Somebody told me I look like Hugh Jackman yesterday.
Hugh Jackman?
That's the third person. I think I mentioned this before.
You look like Paul Walker.
Yep, and Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And someone who's sickly with AIDS.
I get a
just riddled with it.
I have to stop.
You have macaque
herpes. You know what I do? I hang around at the LASIK center for people walking in.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman, is that you? Paul Walker, I thought you were dead.
Yeah, you know it's me.
Well, that was a great one.
I thought you were dead. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a Hugh Jackman. He's from Australia, so.
Oi.
But he never talks Australian.
In his movies, no. But in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Ah, mate.
No, he doesn't.
Give me a Faustus.
He's not like a...
I got a kangaroo, partner. Throw some fish on my barbs.
No.
No? That's not what they say?
Wait a second. Throw a fish on the Barbie.
No.
Wait, is that what they say?
No, they say, throw some fish on some barbs.
No, that sounds like you're from Sweden. Throw some fish on the barbs.
Throw some tilapia on my tits.
No.
No?
You know what that was?
What?
That was so dumb.
Yeah, it was. This whole thing was. You are. America.
Tear.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.